A General Motors plant in Lordstown, Ohio, is preparing to lay off workers and reduce shifts starting next month. The factory makes the Chevy Cruze, which is a sedan that has seen slumping sales in recent years, as Americans instead buy SUVs, trucks, and crossovers. Lordstown Mayor Arno Hill joins us now. Mayor, General Motors has said that up to 1,500 employees could be impacted. Do you have any more information?
I do not. I know that they have offered some of the employees employment in Spring Hill, Tennessee, where they make two SUVs. So I'm sure it'll probably be 1,500 here, but I don't know how many will actually be laid off.
And is it your sense that this move is just about demand for larger cars rather than smaller cars like the Chevy Cruze?
Absolutely. You know, it's a great product, but if you read, you know, Ford is going down to two car models, the Mustang and another, I believe, a Focus, and you know, people are going to the larger vehicles because the gas is cheaper. So the market's not there.
Did you offer GM anything to stay in town? Keep these jobs there?
No, we have not. You know, we had three shifts running probably a year and a half ago, and now we'll have two now and one by the middle of June. I don't know anything we could possibly offer because they're not going to build cars and just have them sitting on the dealer's lots.
So when you look back at the history of this plant, by the way, it employed 15,000 people at the peak back in 1985. After what's happening now, it looks like it'll be around 1,500 people.
Yeah, they'll be down about 10%. A lot of it is they subbed several items out. So that's when they used to do everything, including wheel and tire assembly, seat assembly. They used to do everything in the plant, and they've subbed a lot of it out. So that's why they only have 1,500 workers on one shift.
So what has that loss of workers done to Lordstown?
Our revenue is down. We are fortunate that when they were running well, we put money aside. We should be okay for this year. We'll take another look next year. We do have a couple other projects going on here in town which have help the village coffers.
And what are workers who may be laid off telling you? Do you think that they are going to go to, let's say, Spring Hill, Tennessee, or do you think that they'll stick around and try to find another job in Lordstown?
I think if there's people who do have family around here, they may try to hang around and hopefully see if we get a second shift or even maybe another product down the road. You know, the rumor mill is running rampant. You know, someone said that they may run this model year out, and then after that, you know, some people say, well, maybe they'll shut down and they'll retool the plant. I do know that back in the 90s when they did do some upgrades, they did try to build some flexibility into the assembly line so they could run a bigger product if they choose to do so.
Now, there is another employer expected to come to town. That would be TJX Companies, which is working on plans to develop a regional distribution center there. What would that mean for jobs?
They're telling us 1,000 jobs. It'll actually be between 1,200 and 1,400 jobs. Distribution center distributing to 300 home goods stores. And, you know, granted the wages may not be the same as the General Motors, we could always use the jobs. We also have a natural gas-fired electric generation plant, which is getting ready to come online in the next 3-4 months, which at its peak, it had at one time 900 skilled tradespeople building it on site. They'll probably employ 20 when it's done, but that's 20 more than what we had.
And are you expecting to offer any tax incentives to companies like TJX that want to come into town?
Yes, we have not discussed tax incentives other than in a very general sense. When they come in, they would have to deal with the village council and also with the village school board, because most of the taxes you abate are with the school, and depending on what level of tax abatement they would like, we could possibly bring the school board into play on that.
How long have you been in Lordstown?
I moved here in 86. I'm in my 19th year as mayor.
Wow. And what is it that you like so much about it there?
It's a great community, and I enjoy a good challenge. You know, I lived here. I actually grew up just about 10 miles north of here, and you know, the weather's great. We're close to Lake Erie. We're halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. You know, we can go. There's a lot to do around here, and we're within 60% of a day's drive of anybody in the U.S. population.
You just got to keep those jobs there, basically.
We are trying our best. You know, the Mahoning Valley lost a lot of steel jobs about 41 years ago, and, you know, we still haven't totally recovered, but we're trying our best to try to look at the bright side.
That's Mayor Arno Hill of Lordstown, Ohio. Mayor Hill, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.